This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand.
Bon appetit.
Where's the lunch?
Creamy, salty, sweet, and oaky nuttiness.
15 minutes bake off, queens.
And then we add the whiskey. Boom, flames.
Bam, that's a little bit like that.
Pie.
Well, it's feeling very wintry out there, but it's time to reap one of Evan Kleiman's favorite parts of the fall harvest, and that's olives. New season olive oils have been pressed and bottled and are ready to enjoy. Evan Kleiman is here with some recommendations. Of course, she hosts KCRW's Good Food. Hello.
Hello.
All right. Olio nuovo, perfect for the new year. New oil. And how is that different from the same old oil that we use?
So olives, unlike a lot of the foods that we think about when they're harvested, are harvested for the most part in the late fall through the end of the year. And when that oil is pressed, which is very soon after picking, like ideally 12 hours later, maximum 24 mm-hmm. hours, That oil that is just freshly pressed is so extraordinary that some olive oil producers bottle it separately. It has a separate label on it and market it so people know to just consume it right away.
Mm-hmm. Like right away being how soon?
Well, I'd say within 6 weeks to 2 months at mm-hmm. the latest. The earlier you get it and eat it, the more you can enjoy the process of how the oil transforms itself as it sits in the bottle. Because this isn't really different oil that you see labeled as extra virgin olive oil. It's just newly harvested. And as it sits in the bottle, it will continue to mellow and become the extra virgin oil that you just always buy. But those first few weeks, it's such a unique product that it's something that I look forward to every year.
All right, so describe its uniqueness. What does it taste like? What does it look like?
Well, first of all, if you ever have the opportunity to watch it being pressed and come out of the press, when it is just pressed, it is extraordinary. It is this neon greenish gold color with this incredibly heady, pungent aroma. And then it has a flavor, depending on the varietal, that can be quite spicy with a really pervasive kind of peppery bite at the back of your throat. And that is all of the polyphenols that are so high right when the oil is pressed. It can be grassy, it can be nutty. It all depends on the varietal. There's so many varieties of olive oil that of olives that are grown throughout the Mediterranean and California.
Is it better for you nutritionally to eat this olive oil?
Yes. I mean, olive oil is considered to be incredibly healthful because of its presence of polyphenols, which are found in higher concentrations in fresh, unprocessed olive oil. They're super rich in antioxidants, and, you know, they're continuously being studied for their anti-inflammatory properties.
So it sounds like these might be more expensive.
Well, they can be a bit more expensive, mostly because of special packaging and faster shipping, particularly if they're coming from Europe, which is why I've concentrated on oils from California. Our oil producing industry has matured, and there are so many great oils here.
And how do you have this olive oil as opposed to the regular olive oil? I mean, it's the same olive oil, but the older olive oil. How do you eat it? How do you cook with it? Do you cook with it?
Olio nuovo, I wouldn't cook with it like sauteing it, but I would use it. For example, I use olive oil in soups a lot. I just add, as I've added the liquid to whatever else I have in that pot, I'll typically add a tablespoon or two of olive oil for flavor and to increase the mouth feel. And Olio nuovo, depending on its flavor profile, can be marvelous added to a very simple soup. It will add so much character to it, but mostly I just love it poured onto, you know, bruschetta, which is basically toasted bread that you have rubbed with a clove of garlic and maybe put a little bit of salt on there. That is just awesome. Also, in salads. And when I have a good olio nuevo, I will typically drizzle it on particularly leaf salads, but really any salad, and with just salt, like a Maldon salt, a good crunchy salt. And I won't even add any vinegar or maybe a tiny bit of lemon juice if I want. But just the olive oil on a salad is just something very special and seasonal because it's so fleeting, these flavor profiles.
Mm. Okay, so tell us how to get them and where we should get them.
Well, first of all, you need to do it now. This is not something to hear me say and then put it in your back pocket and wait, because these oils were produced, many of them, in the fall, and places are selling out of them quickly. You can go to any of your favorite specialty food shops, your favorite cheese shop, or call them up, ask them if they have any new oils or olio nuevos. And if they do, run and get them. I have several online places, and I picked a few of the really great oils that I know and that I like and that I've tasted in California that still have them for sale on their website. So Frog Hollow, Global Gardens, Olive Truck, Stonehouse, and Wild Groves. As I'm talking to you now, they all still have oil that they're marketing as olio nuevo for sale. And that's the thing. That's the other thing to remember. When you see a bottle of olive oil and you look at the harvest date, it will always say the previous year, because it's right at the end of the year that it's harvested, and that will still be wonderful to consume until we get the harvest of next year, which will be 2023. And I also really encourage you, you know, to go to any of the gourmet shops, specialty shops that you know about in town that you normally frequent, and ask them if they still have some. I called around and people sold out very quickly, because they're typically given for holiday presents, because that's when they're coming in. But some people are getting second shipments, so you should call around.
Okay. Very good advice. Evan Kleiman, host of KCRW's Good Food. What is on your show this week?
So this week, we talked to a Philadelphia-based Haitian-American chef about soup jumu, the really important soup that is so linked to Haitian independence, which was January 1st.
Okay, fantastic. We can listen to those interviews and a lot more on Good Food Saturday mornings at 10 on KCRW or wherever you get your podcasts. Evan, thank you, and happy, how do you say it, New Year in Italian?
Anno Nuovo.
Okay, sounds just like Olio Nuovo. Happy Anno Nuovo to you, Evan.
And you too. Let's have a wonderful 2023.
And that'll do it for us on Press Play today. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We are at KCRW Press Play. You can tweet at us. You can tell us what you like, what you want to hear more of, what you didn't like. Someone has already done that today. You can be that person too. I'm Madeline Brand. Thanks for listening. I'll see you tomorrow.